We are all in this pandemic of COVID-19 together. Lots of advice, lots of new help for communities are coming out every day, but things really are different. We're being told to social distance ourselves. For some, this might not have much effect, but for those already struggling with mental illness, this could be a tremendous burden that could make situations worse. Cree Larson is the executive director of First Call for Help and on the crisis response team. She's taking time for us today by phone. Hi, Cree. Thanks for being with us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So, Cree, first of all, tell us about First Call for Help. I'm assuming that your volunteers can't come in or not.
That's correct. We are, honoring the social distancing and, you know, being a part of trying to slow the pandemic through our communities. And so we are call center. The walk-in part of the resourcing is not available right now, but our call center still is in full operation with the 24-hour phones, as well as the firstcall211.net website that has the resources for the community, for the seven communities we cover, and, of course, Itasca County.
Yeah, because the governor has the emergency responders and police, and all those folks are not included in this.
Right, but I'm thinking volunteers.
Shelter at home, yeah.
What, Cree, have you noticed any kind of an input in calls?
Oh, yes. There has been a huge influx in calls that happened directly within 20 minutes after the governor's directives and asking Minnesotans to come together and do this right to stop the pandemic. So the calls doubled yesterday. So within the first 3 hours of having his statement, we had peaked over our daily calls. So we, typically take in between 50 to 90 calls a day into the call center. We had went over 90 calls in the first 3 hours after hit. So, many people panicking and not knowing, what to do, how they're going to get their basic needs, especially medications and things like that. And so, the calls were valid. There's valid fears and concerns. And so we were taking those calls in, making sure people know how those essential functions are still going to work. The uptick was instant.
So, Cree, there's so many questions I want to ask you, but you got this social distancing and people who are struggling, and there were times where I would say, well, just try and talk to somebody. What do you suggest to somebody? One of your friends is struggling. How can we help them?
I think that, the social distancing is essential for us to do. But I think that the governor gave some great suggestions as well, as it doesn't mean you're a lock-in. It doesn't mean shutting yourself in, but still making sure that you're trying to get out of the home and take a walk, honoring social distancing. We've seen some great things come across, even Facebook saying, we're going to do exercising together, and we're going to do that by FaceTime. We're going to get out and walk and keep a distance. We're going to do an exercising, across the street from my neighbor. Those things are still very important, because one of the things that greatly impacts us in a negative manner is that isolation, especially if you're suffering with depression already. To isolate could increase those symptoms, is to find unique ways that we Minnesotans do daily on survivalism. What's another way that I can do this? Let's think outside of the box. The AA communities have 24-hour AA meetings that you can go online, but it doesn't mean that you still can't reach out to someone via email, sending a kind message to them when I'm thinking about you, to make sure you get out of the home. You know, anything that you can do to still keep a routine about your life in a unique, different way is important. Losing routines is, you know, can be dangerous for any of us. We are creatures of habit, and to try to keep those in place is going to be really important.
So, Cree, you said AA is available online. That's one of the things I've heard people are pretty worried about at this time, too.
Absolutely. I even though this is a very stressful time in our lives, we've seen a lot of amazing things happen with people trying to still get through and get around systems. And so, like the Sober Squad, that's an amazing grassroots group of people who have dealing with addictions but finding ways to be outside systems. They are doing daily telling of their stories. And so that's been an amazing thing. I've watched some of those stories on Facebook. They're doing Facebook, I'm going to tell you my story about how I made it through addiction. I'm staying sober. I'm using resources. Sober Squad's doing a great job, and they're just one of many that they're using technology. You can get it on your phone, your computer. You know, you can listen to it through Facebook, of staying connected, making sure people aren't feeling alone. And, you know, the theme that we are really all in this together. So help a neighbor, reach out, tell a story, make sure someone isn't feeling alone. Those are important things. And I think those have cropped up because of the necessity. They weren't doing those before. They're finding ways to reach out and touch people. And we're seeing that across the board. We're updating resources for our entire community in a one-source database through our call site. And we're seeing those grassroots things coming up, and it's important. Reaching out and touching, making sure people know they're cared about. And so it has helped with unique ways people are finding to reach out that we weren't doing before this pandemic.
Speaking with Cree Larson, she's the executive director of First Call for Help, and she's a member of the crisis response team. Cree, tell us about the crisis response team. Obviously, you probably don't have enough people involved.
Well, our county is lucky. We are a team of 24.
Oh, okay.
And standing strong, which is more than other counties, even in the metro area, that run on a team of 8 to 10. Itasca County is very progressive. We have a team of 24. You know, finding ways to do business around the pandemic. So our crisis response team is a critical care team. We are still functioning 24 hours a day, finding unique ways to do that. We have always done, you know, phone contact with people, phone stabilizations, helping people over the phone do interventions. Helping parents deal with children that might feel suicidal, and what do I do in my home? You know, most frequently we do things face-to-face. And so we now have, it's not that we cannot do things still face-to-face, that we can't reach out and do assessments that way. We still are able to do that. Social distancing makes it a little more awkward or not feeling as socially connected, but we have just purchased iPads that if there's an individual in our community that needs that face-to-face contact and they happen to, you know, be positive for a COVID test, we're going to bring an iPad to your door. We're going to sit it outside your door. We're going to walk back away into our vehicle, pick up the iPad. We're going to do a face-to-face over that to make sure you know that your mental health needs are still being met in Itasca County. Is it as socially feel good as it used to be? No, but we're still going to be there. for you, making sure, you know, medication refills are still there. You have someone that's trained in crisis intervention to be there with you. And I think it's forced our team to really think outside of the box and be very effective on the phone, thinking about ways that we can, you know, meet someone and let's sit down on two chairs across your yard, or it's 6 feet distancing, so it doesn't mean that you still can't get your services. It's just going to be a little unique in how we do that. Itasca County is one of the most progressive counties in the state regarding mental health, and our county is still standing true to that. They're very invested in making sure that happens. You know, Becky Lauer is, you know, the lead at our county through our team, and she's been very steadfast in saying this team will remain active for critical care, and this is when people are going to need us. So think outside of the box and get your work done. And so that's what we're doing.
Cree, you have a stressful job in normal times, but especially now, how are you keeping yourself healthy?
I have a pretty steadfast, a faith-based person, so a lot of prayers, a lot of bubble baths. You know, self-care is important in our team across the board. We try to encourage self-care in our team, and so now it's really time to, you know, put our own teachings to practice for ourselves. And, you know, I'm lucky, but very lucky and fortunate, the people that have come into First Call to work. And so we care for each other well. And so far, so good. We're, you know, going to take good care of ourselves internally so that we can do great service still externally. And, you know, Minnesotans, we're built tough. So we're going to get through this as a community.
So, Cree, what role have your horses played in your therapy?
Oh, boy, you know, they always play a big role in my therapy. They're my feel-good spot to go. And so life is good. They're in the pasture, happy, not really knowing anything's going down around them. So.
All right, Cree. Yeah. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time, and take care of yourself, and thanks for all the good you do.
Yeah, thank you so much, John. You guys take care.
You too. Cree Larson, Executive Director of First Call for Help and the Crisis Response Team. Those services are still available. They are critical. 211 is the number to call if you're in crisis. And if you need more information, you can always call us. We'll connect you. 800-662-5799.